Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Thursday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. Woohoo! I hate New Year's Eve in a regular year, so forget about this year. Aren't we all excited to put this year behind us? I mean, what a relief. Next year, it will get better. It's just going to be a tough time between now and the time we're all vaccinated. So remember to be very, very careful. And of course, remember that there are many financial decisions that confront you, and we are here to help you out. Send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. askjill@jillonmoney.com. Here is a question we always get. Oh my God. I mean, mortgage rates at all-time lows. You guys still want to pay them down? Kevin in California wants to know, is that what he should be doing? Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
I guess the simple scenario that I'm faced with here is my wife and I were just recently gifted $25,000 from my wife's parents.
Hmm, nice.
And so just trying to figure out maybe the best way to use those funds, and thought I would maybe give you a call and get your opinion on that.
Excellent. Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on so we can figure out what the choices are for that $25,000 gift.
Sure. I'll just tell you that on the surface, my thought was to potentially use that towards paying down a portion of our mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Our mortgage is currently at $225,000, mm-hmm. 30-year at 4%.
And it's a fixed-rate mortgage.
It's a fixed-rate mortgage.
Okay.
And then I know investing is an important concept as far as saving for retirement and everything. Currently, we have $70,000 in a 401k and then about $65,000 in our Roth IRAs.
And how much do you guys make together?
Combined, we're at like approximately $90,000 gross.
Okay. And sounds like, you know, you've got no other debt besides the mortgage, right?
Right. No other debt.
So you're saving you're saving at a good clip there because you got a lot of money saved up.
Yeah, I'd say that we are saving probably close to that 15% mark. Mm-hmm. And then with my company's contributions, it probably bumps us up to maybe 17 to 18% or so.
That's great. That's terrific, actually.
And then there's also another variable to the retirement equation, too, in that my company does offer a pension.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually am 100% vested in that pension.
Mm.
I'm not going to be using it for some time, being 30, obviously, but my current accrued benefit is approximately $450 a month.
That's nice.
It seems to be that with each additional year of employment, I can expect that benefit to increase between like $80 and $100 a month.
No, that's nice. I mean, I don't know if you're going to stay there this long, but I mean, if you were to stay there for 30 years, that could really start to turn into real money, right?
Yeah. What are you kind of thinking at the moment? Have you heard of a mortgage recast by chance?
Yeah, but that, I don't want you to do that.
Okay.
You've got a cheap mortgage, okay?
Okay.
So you've got a cheap mortgage. It's 4%, which, you know, given how much money you earn in your tax bracket, is probably costing you about 3.25% on an annualized basis. So here I want you to think about this. You can either pay off that, you know, put that down on the mortgage and essentially lock in a 3.25% after tax return on your $25,000. Or you can use that money to invest for the future, and you would hope to earn more than that 3.5% after tax. However, there's risk in doing that, as you know, because you're a 401k and a Roth IRA investor. So here's my question to you. Are you maxed out on your 401k or your Roth contributions yet?
We have just started to move in the direction of maxing both of our Roths.
Mm-hmm.
My 401k investment options, the company contribution component is really generous,
mm-hmm.
but the investment options are terrible. I only have an option of three things. I can put new money into 100% equities,
mm-hmm.
100% bonds, mm-hmm. or a 50-50 blend of both,
mm-hmm.
but it's very vague in terms of what that equity component consists of, so I don't know if I really like the idea of contributing.
I got you.
That much beyond the max.
What about your wife's?
You know what? My wife actually does not have a 401k available to her, but we have been utilizing the Roth.
Okay, so but you are maxing out the Roth IRAs right now.
Yes.
But, you know, you're not maxing out the 401k. You're maxing out the Roth, and you still have a little. You got this 25 grand. How about this? You got kids yet?
You know what? We don't, and that's a good point. We have kind of started a, quote, kids fund, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the next year and a half or so, I think we're kind of entertaining that idea.
You know, you have to do something to get there, right? You know, you have to, the other things that you have to do.
I was going to say, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, listen to this. I have my $25,000 gift for you. You're not going to put that into down on your mortgage because I don't want you to lose that liquidity. You've got that 25 grand. So if you're thinking about kids and you've got sort of, let's call it an after-tax saving, investing slash kids fund, I think you should use the 25 grand and you should put it in that fund. If you would like to join us on the air, just send us an email with your question. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Mark will do the rest. He's so good that way. And please, if you get a chance, to send this podcast along to others. We have had a fantastic year here at the Jill on Money Show, and it is because of you. Our downloads have gone up by a gazillion percent, I think like 170% since the pandemic. And that's all because of what you have done for us. So we ask one more favor. Could you share this episode, this podcast, with others that you know? We want to grow by another 100% next year. So all you have to do is go to the website, copy the URL, and send it to everybody on your email list. Wouldn't that be great? I would be remiss if I didn't thank the person who is most responsible for the success of this show, and that is Mark Talerio. He is by far the best executive producer in the world. But more importantly, he is a friend. He is a colleague. He is my partner in crime. And the success of the show really is about his production, his partnership with me. And I so appreciate everything he does. Shout out to Mark. All right. As always, wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing. Happy New Year, healthy New Year. And please know that next year it will get better. We are in this together. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, New Year's Day. Thank God this year's over. Talk to you tomorrow.